Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet, Pat Chat Edition. I'm Violet.
And I'm Pat.
And today we're talking about carb loading, right? These videos are based on articles and ideas that Patrick gets in his newsfeed. And we discuss them because I'm really trying to help people to understand how to read something and be critical about it and make sure that it fits your plans for your life, because there's lots of people out there trying to sell us stuff.
Let's start with the definition of carb loading for those of you viewers that don't know what actually it is.
And myself, because I haven't looked it up. Exactly are we calling carb loading?
So carb loading is also commonly referred as carb loading. So it means like it's the short for carbohydrate loading, is a strategy used by endurance athletes such as runners to maximize the storage of glycogen in the muscles and in the liver. There's a second part of the definition. Carbohydrate loading is also used in healthcare to optimize the condition of patients prior to colorectal surgery. So that's the definition. So basically you fill up on carbs before
and basically effort. This is something for the most part that endurance athletes or athletes in general would do. We're not talking about the typical average person who would be doing a carb refeed, which is a different idea. Mm-hmm. Are we saying that we're talking about two different things?
Two different things completely.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. So the first thing I'm going to say is the idea that I have to carb load. So it makes it sound as if I need to eat extra carbohydrates.
Okay.
Order to optimize the amount of carbohydrates in my glycogen stores.
So do you want to know how much actually? Because I have a little blurb.
Before we get there, I'm gonna say this. Mm-hmm. Every one of us who is doing keto right now is eating 20 grams of carbs or less if you're doing it the prescribed way. And when I say prescribed, I mean how the doctors tell us to do it. So for those of us who are doing 20 grams or less, we every day refill our glycogen stores daily, doing 20 grams or less per day. Yeah. So the first thing that comes to me is if they're telling us to eat extra carbs to do this, I'm a little confused, but I'm going to keep an open mind to hear why.
You want to know how much? So, and this was this little blurb that I'm about to read, like, was taken from a website called Runner's World.
Can I add something, though?
Oh, yeah.
Because you mentioned colorectal surgery, which is usually for people who have colorectal cancer. So you're having some kind of portion of your intestines, colon, and so you need some kind of something either repaired or removed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The reason that I'm just going to point out this is that basically what it sounds like doctors are doing is have people eat extra carbohydrates so they will have energy stored up. Just look at what's happening there. Energy stored up so that after surgery, when they will not be able to eat because I can't process, they're going to have extra energy.
Extra
but guess
energy.
What? Yeah. If you have even 5 pounds to lose, I already got food on me that I could be using, doc. So this is just, I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Because to me, I feel like that's kind of not necessary. But I'm going to wait and hear what the rest of this says.
So like the runner's world article said that I'm going to leave the names out, but recommends eating about 4 grams of carbs for every pound of body weight.
So 4 grams of carbs
for every pound. So,
body weight?
Yeah. So for a 150 pound runner, like that person should consume 600 grams per carbs per day for a 150 pounds runner, which is really light, like a light runner.
Okay, let me understand what's happening. So, I guess I'm still confused.
Yeah.
So is this during a run, or are they saying every day I should do this?
So basically, it's not everyone that should carbo load. It's mostly marathon. Yeah. It's mostly marathon runners. So at least all the article that I found agree on that. If you're doing a 90 minutes to 2 hours or less of a run or exercise, you don't need to do that. So in the end, everybody agreed on that. If you do like a 2 hours run, for example, so a long marathon, then it could be a good idea to do it.
But and how would I do it?
How you would do it?
Yeah, like
is to eat the easiest absorbed carb in your system. So you're not even looking for the good carbs. You want the carbs like pasta, rice,
So this is before I do my run.
Before, like, so they recommend between 24 to 48 hours before the event to carbo load, like, and probably on the day. So if you do 48 hours, so you would have like 600 grams of carbs per day for the 2 days prior to the race.
Okay, so I have problems with this.
So yeah, I know you have problems, and okay. I do have too. But like, question I have for you, like, 48 hours, like, if I'm eating like 600 grams 48 hours before my race, would my system probably have time to store those sugars in my fat storage? They're not going to be available in my glycogen store like for that long, are they?
Of course not. No, of course not. But here's the thing here's where my problem comes in. We have the ability to store 2,000-ish calories worth of carbs at any particular point in time. From what the doctors that I've listened to said.
Okay.
I'm not making up this number. We can store a day's worth. But no, 600 grams.
But 600 grams is 2,400 calories, like according to those maths.
Yeah, but you also have to consider that I am walking around with it on me already. Yeah. So
sure.
The math is not going to work out like that, because if I have 0 grams, so again, don't forget, these are not people who are doing keto like us.
No, yeah.
And also, look, don't forget that even people like us who are doing keto, our glycogen storage is always kept up to date. So if I'm up to date already, 2,000, and then I eat 600, that's another day's worth that I just eaten. What my body's going to do with what is going to put it in the fat storage. Because I don't need all of that. This is the reason that we try to keep our grams of carbs at 20 or less. Because your body is not so stupid as to actually let you completely deplete. Unless, of course, you're running a marathon. In which case, then that's good. So this is not what I was expecting to hear. I'll be very honest with you. This is not what I was expecting to hear. And I'm going to maybe at some point give you my idea of when eating a large influx might be. But I mean, it might be, because here's the other thing I'm going to say. It's a really weird thing that our body does. It's not like I put it in my mouth and boom, I have it. Mm. Right? Which is why they're saying to do this 24 hours before. The problem is we can only store about a day. So whether I take an extra half a day's worth or an extra... Once the storage, you know, it's like if you have a locker and you put, you know, all your furniture in it, and now the locker is full, and then someone comes along and says, hey, I got a brand new dresser for you. This is for you. Put it in your locker. If the locker is full, there's nowhere for you to put that dresser. It's going to sit out in the rain and get ruined. That's what's going to happen to the dresser, right? So on some level, you have to recognize that if it's full, it's full. So if I'm eating 600 grams, that's a lot. Eating 600 grams, which is, you're right, it's four times, it's 2,400 calories worth of energy that I'm eating. And carbs. Again, remember, your body doesn't care how much calories, but I'm just looking at the numbers here. 600 grams is going to put your body at a place where it's like storing this as fat as fast as it possibly can, because really what you've just done is about 9 hours later, your body got an influx of sugar into its system. Well, somewhere between 4 and 9 hours, right? Because it's slowly, slowly happening that it can't manage. It has to put away. So right away, I'm so confused by why they think that this is going to be, like, just from a biological point of view, why they think that you're going to be able to tap this. There's another thing I'm going to say, though. When you eat carbs, so it goes in my mouth, and from the time it goes in my mouth until it's making its way to the ocean, we'll say it like that, you've got about 8 to 9 hours, right? So again, if you think about it, like...
8 to 9. So then basically you could, instead of the 48 hours, if you want to do that for whatever reason, you probably would be better doing it like maybe 12 hours before your... Let's say you go on a 3 hours marathon or something like that.
See, that's not even what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
I have a better idea. Like, to me, the best idea is eat normally right up until... So eat, like, again, you guys are... The people that are actually thinking about doing this, eat carbs. So eat normally right up until that morning. And then while you're on the run, you eat fast because you're going to deplete. And so, like, because don't forget, it's like, it's the whole process that takes 8 hours. So if I'm running and I'm low on energy, so at some point I am, because I'm using it now, if I eat something, so probably like just before I go on the run, if I had a hit of some carbs and then I start running right away, I'm using while it's being digested, that might help. I could see that helping me. But I guess for me, there's a real question mark as to why we ignore the processing time our body has to do when we're talking about how energy affects us. I never eat what I'm going to eat today for my workout today. I know that every bit of energy that I'm using for my workout today is coming from what I ate yesterday, the day before yesterday, like whatever got stored.
24 to 48 hours at this point.
But at the same time, I can't say, oh, I'm going to work out tomorrow. And so tomorrow, because I'm working out tomorrow, I'm going to eat double.
Yeah, but you're not talking about a workout. Like I said, it's like if you go, it's a marathon. If you go like your regular workout, like for an hour and a half, they all say you don't need to do that. I do think probably some people do, but like you don't need to do it.
But I guess the other thing though, you're saying it's about 24 hours later, like, but the thing is that, again, my question is, why does everyone think that my body is going to take in this extra energy and just hold it there waiting for the event? Like if my body knows there's an event coming, no, it's going to take it in and do what it always does, put it away.
Yeah.
And then I'm still going to have to, on the run, pull it back out. But now I'm pulling it out of fat storage. It's harder for me, if I'm not fat adapted, to get that out of fat storage. It doesn't logically jive with everything I've heard doctors say about how your body works. You're going to still hit that wall. So that, you know, that runner's wall, as they call it, you're going to still hit the wall. Why? Because when I'm depleted my glycogen stores and I have to go into fat storage, my body's not used to doing that. Not as efficiently as my body is. Probably if I was making a big 3-hour run, I would get able to pull those fat stores easier. And I'm not even a runner, but I think I'd be able to pull those fat stores back.
So you stole my line though. We were talking about the wall. I was going there. Like the main reason you would want to do that is basically to avoid that wall. So like
we're carb loading to avoid the wall.
Yeah. From what I understand, like at some point during the marathon, you will deplete your glycogen stores and you will end up like in fat burning mode for your energy, and it's like basically from what I understood is getting a keto flu while you're in the marathon. You know, when your body switch from glucose burning to fat burning.
I'm glad you said that, because every person,
that's why you would want to do that.
But here's the thing, and every person who's ever done the switch. So for all of you people that are watching this who are actually doing keto lifestyle, you know that when you were doing the switch, it took 2 days. So still, is carb loading going to help me access that fat that's in storage? Think about this for a second. That's like saying that I'm going to put gas in my car. So I fill the tank, and then I'm going to put gas in my backyard, and then I'm going to go for a drive, and then I'm going to be able to get the gas that's in the backyard into my car while I'm driving. How? If I have to do that switch over to fat, but I'm not fat adapted, it takes 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to get that energy?
Not 5 minutes during a marathon.
It's not 5 minutes during a marathon. No. Yeah. I mean, the truth is you're going to get some, because of course we're all on some level able to access the fat that's in our body. I mean, that's why we don't die in our sleep. We're able to access the fat that's there. When we have the flu, we don't die. We're able to access. But along with accessing it comes all those other symptoms, because it's just what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's not used to getting that. It's a struggle. It's not just going to and get it easily, right? There's a lot of process. And it's looking for sugar. It's pushing. Get a meal. Get a meal. Get a meal. Get a meal. You're running. Mm-hmm. You can't stop for it. Get a meal. Get a meal. Unless you get one of those little packets of energy that those runners love to take. And I feel like, see, this is when I thought you were going to say the carb loading happened while we are running, which to me still I'm not sure, because it's processed carbohydrates that are very easily absorbed. Yes, those are going to get through your stomach and get into your system faster because they are so refined. So in that level, yes, those ones are going to help you because your body's going to have access quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're eating pasta and it still needs to break it down, you don't see athletes running with a sandwich, right? You see them running with those little packets.
Because, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I'm making sense, but okay.
No, yeah. What else do we... Oh, the downsides. There was one article talking about the downsides because it's not like all... they don't all agree that it's a good thing. Like a bunch of articles that I saw, like they do say like it's probably not even a good thing. It's a very specific thing you want to do before very specific events. So anyway, the downsides, like they're talking about water retention. I think you already covered that in your videos. For every gram of carbs you ingest, like there's another 3 grams of water retention happening, and that's probably not a good thing. Maybe for athlete before marathon, it could be a good thing, but like the doctor was saying, like be really careful about
that. They're gonna sweat it out, so probably it's not horrible. The water retention is not the reason that they're not gonna do it. But was there any other negatives?
No, they were talking about that. Like, about one water negative. Retention.
I love that they only have one negative for this.
But wait. Yeah, this can be one. Okay, this can be a wanted effect for some runners, but for others can increase their water retention and overall body weight, which can negatively affect their race performance. So basically, if you have 4 times the water retention before your because you carb loaded, like you're going to be heavier, and that might not be the best thing to race.
Okay. I mean, for sure. Obviously, there's going to be water retention 100% if you're taking in some. But, I'm saying 100%. If my body is used to me eating lots of carbs, you might already be living with water retention. Mm. So are you even going to notice that? Probably not.
No, yeah.
But I think I'm more concerned that nobody's talking about the fact that these carbs you're eating are not just sitting around waiting for you to use them the next day. Like your body is not going to leave 600 grams worth of carbs. I mean, our body has 5. Yeah. At any particular point in time, you just ate 595 extra. You think your body's just going to leave it floating around waiting for you to... No, it's going to put it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As fast as it possibly can.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you're pulling from fat storage no matter what you do in the story. I don't understand why people don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, it's clear. When you eat carbs, they get put away. Mm-hmm. Period.
I've seen a bunch of articles too, like mentioning like those marathon runners that actually they do better on keto. they do a keto lifestyle, a keto diet, and they do better because in the end what's happening is they don't have that wall they're talking about because they're already fat adapted.
Yeah, absolutely.
So can just that be the answer to not do that like carbo loading thing? It's just like
If you do a ketogenic lifestyle and you're a marathon runner, yeah, I actually believe that you probably run much further, much easier. Robert Sykes from Keto Savage, he did a marathon. I think he trained for it. Did he train even for 2 months? Like he had never run a marathon before and he finished the marathon. Now his feet were totally messed up because he'd never run a marathon before. Okay. And in a very short period of time, he put himself up to running that distance. Okay. His feet were like messed up. But the point is he finished the marathon.
Okay.
And he didn't have a wall, right? And I think he had 1 packet or 2 packets of, I don't know if it was a nut butter or if it was some kind of coconut oil in his pocket. And I think he only actually ate one.
Okay.
In the entire run. So it's like, there are people who are trying to show that it's absolutely possible to do marathons. Actually, Robert also got his pro card. He's a bodybuilder. He actually got his pro card while doing keto. He never had a pro card before.
Okay.
He got his pro card doing keto. So, I mean, this idea that you can't be a high-level athlete on keto is absolutely false. We have lots of other channels that I know of that I follow. Goody Beats, Jason Whitrock, the other guy that Robert's always hanging out with. I can't remember his name right now.
Mm.
It's interesting to me that people think that you need carbs to work out. It's not reality. You know, I'm just going to throw this out there. What's the strongest, I don't know if it's actually the strongest, but like what's a very muscular animal in the wild, I guess you would say? Yeah. A lion.
Any feline, yeah.
Lions don't eat grass. Yeah. Lions don't eat vegetables, and they don't eat fruit.
Yeah.
And they're muscular as heck. What do?
Yeah.
They eat meat and lay around, right? So I feel like it's just we need to think about this differently. How are we seeing what we're eating affecting us really matters. And I think that when we put an idea in our head that the only way to get something is this way, So if we put the idea that you have to have carbs to be able to have quick energy, then we look for carbs to have quick energy. And the funny thing is, we always have carbs for quick energy. Mm. That's the other part of this that's so silly. Whether I eat carnivore, keto, or standard American diet, I always have carbs for quick energy. Mm-hmm. Because my body, if I do carnivore, so let's say I am absolutely carnivore, then when I need the carbs, my body makes them and replenishes my glycogen stores, because just in case I need to run away from someone, right? I can. If I have to run away from a dog, I can, right? So the carbs are there.
And needless to say, if you have like 600 grams of carb, like maybe 48 hours, you're not going to stay with those 600 grams of carbs 4 to 48 hours. Like, your body will want more and more and more. Like, we know how, especially if it's the fast absorbing kind, are you going to be like starving a few hours after eating those 600 carbs, probably? Like, and you just want to eat more. So staying within those...
I was making the big assumption that when they said 48 to 24 hours, they're talking about the suppers. So that you would have some kind of rice in your supper one day and some kind of pasta in your supper another day or something. That was the assumption I was making. But I mean, you have to remember that many athletes who have this mentality already are eating every few hours.
That's what they
do. Mm-hmm. So basically all that means is that for those 48 hours, you might be right. Maybe they're just having pasta, rice, pasta in every snack or whatever that they're having.
Mm.
Again, you know, we need to understand how the food we eat affects us. What our body does with it matters. And I know that if you would actually go and look at a biology book and see, like, how does food get processed? What happens to it once it goes in our mouth before it goes to the ocean? You're going to see that there's nowhere that it says that you can hold onto a bit of carbs and wait for something. That doesn't happen. It's either being put in glycogen storage, being stored in other parts of, like, being used by other parts of us that we need in our brain, in some blood cells, right? So there's little places where, I think part of the liver, there's little places where that is getting used, and the rest of it is going to storage. Mm. That's what happens.
If you're a marathon runner, try the keto lifestyle.
I would definitely
you might be surprised.
I would definitely suggest marathon runners to try the keto lifestyle. Mm. The thing that I would say is, if you are already eating carbs, this is not going to harm you. If this is the way that you live your life and you're a marathon runner, like, having one day where you have 600 grams of carbs isn't going to hurt you. Honestly, if you're keto and you're going to do a marathon and you think you need to carb load before, don't do it.
Yeah.
You're going to get more energy out of the fat that you have. So actually, it's something we didn't even talk about. Like, how many people in the keto world believe that if they're going to run a marathon, they need carbs, right? That they need to switch and be carb loading because about this imaginary wall that they might hit, right? And it's not imaginary if you're basing your life on carbohydrates, if that's how you live your day. Mm. But when you're keto adapted, so fat adapted, you're constantly pulling out of your fat stores. So if that's what you're doing, if you're running a marathon and you're fat adapted, you do not need to carb load, because actually pulling that energy out of fat stores is going to be much better for you. As a matter of fact, the thing that I would also say, I'll take that a step further. I'm sorry.
I have a question, but wait, let me just say this
out loud. If I'm fat adapted and I decide to carb load, I might reawaken, especially if I'm a person who was overweight. And if I was a person who was addicted heavily to carbs, if my reason for being in this lifestyle is that I want to keep myself in check and I want to protect myself from getting diabetes or Alzheimer's or some kind of metabolic situation because I was addicted to carbs, reintroducing carbs as a carb load scenario because I'm going to do a marathon could put me in a spiral where all of a sudden I'm chasing those carbs. It's the same thing, like, you wouldn't ask an alcoholic to have just one glass because it's going to throw them back into an alcoholic situation, right? You need to know yourself and make decisions based on who you are. You know, it's hard, but don't let an article or a book or even somebody on the internet tell you to do something that's going to put you in a bad situation.
Before we end up this chat, my question was, if you're, let's say, for example, you're a keto marathon runner, obviously, you probably already have a super low fat percentage on your body. Would you fat load before a race or something like that? Would you eat more fat to make sure you have the energy to go through the 3 hours marathon or the 4 hours?
You still wouldn't have to. Don't forget that a regular weighted person, so regular weighted, has months worth of energy on their body. So even if I'm a really light, so I'm close to my, let's say I'm close to my minimum amount of body fat, if I still have body fat, which unless if you didn't, your doctor would be worried.
Mm. Yeah.
So if I'm healthy but low body fat, I'm still going to be able to have enough energy to get through the race. Now, might I feel hungry while I'm running? That could happen because your body's going to want, right, to preserve that fat. What I would suggest is, again, I would probably just focus on eating normally and making sure that I have enough energy to get through the race. And when I would take, because along these races you can take energy, so you can take water, you can take, I would probably go for some coconut oil, like Robert Sykes did. He had coconut oil packets in his pocket, I believe, and maybe nut butters, I'm not exactly sure, but he had stuff in his pocket that had fat in it. And even honestly, in that scenario, a little packet of MCT oil, because MCT oil is fast, very fast quick through. Absorbing and gives you energy right away, probably be the answer to that problem. Okay. Right. Again, if for either one of these athletes, I think having a little packet of something that's fast absorbing and going to give you the, like your body's going to be able to actually use it right away. Mm-hmm. It makes much more sense than eating a meal yesterday and thinking that my body's going to hold on to that energy for tomorrow. I don't understand how that would work.
Yeah. Okay. So whether you're bodybuilder, like doing HIIT training, or a long distance runner, you don't need the carbs.
You don't need the carbs. No, I would definitely agree with that statement that regardless of which one of those you're doing, you don't need the carbs. Your body makes the carbs that you need. And if I'm in the middle of a situation and my body needs carbs, it's going to make it. Yeah.
So that's all we have for you.
So I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet Pat Chat Edition. If you haven't subscribed, or even if you're new here and you liked what you heard, please subscribe. You know, click the bell so that you'll know the next time we're putting out a video. We put out videos every Thursday or Friday, and I put out a video every Monday talking about mental health and wellness. I want to thank you for watching. Share the video. Let's help people out. Share the video, and I'll talk to you next time.